Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window, and I got a real special guest here. I got David Frazier of the website integrativeinvesting.com. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's really good to talk to you. And we can bump our heads together and figure out what's going on in the stock market. I know with your newsletter and your people that you recommended people, you know, go to cash on April the 1st, and that was a great call because now we're seeing everything just kind of slide over the past couple weeks and go into the toilet, although today the Dow is up 83 points as we're speaking. But what do you think is going on? What's behind this correction?
Well, what's behind it, from my opinion, is a lot of things. The major thing is not the news coming out of Greece right now. Is that affecting the markets yesterday and today? Well, of course, you know that, and probably most people know that. But, you know, to me, that's just noise. You know, I don't care about that kind of stuff because you and I, we don't have a clue what Greece is going to do. I don't think Greece knows what Greece is going to do. So I don't pay too much attention to that kind of stuff, which I consider to be just noise. What I think has really been behind stocks going down over the past month is I think people are starting to recognize that we're seeing a slowdown around the globe. Now, you know, you always want to have this gloom and doom people that say we're going into a recession. My gosh, I heard someone the other day say that Europe's going to go into depression and some other nonsense, in my opinion, nonsense. I don't see any of that happening. You know, I don't want to get too long-winded here, but to answer your question, but we are going to see a slowdown. I mean, that's what the statistics clearly reveal. And, you know, I mean, when there's a slowdown coming, well, companies tend not to sell as many goods and services, therefore the profits tend to go down, or the rate of increase slows, and stock prices ultimately determine, you know, by earnings. And but interestingly here, I want to say one other thing real quickly. Interestingly here, and you're well aware of this, you know, I have found over the past, you know, I guess 15 years, really, I was going to say 25, but hell, I didn't know what I was doing 25 years ago. I was a youngster. I've found over about the past 10 or 15 years, you know, sometimes you have the fundamentals lead, and other times you had a technicals read. And when I gave that sell recommendation to get out of stocks on April 1st, the fundamentals that I just mentioned, we didn't have any of that information at that time. It was the technicals. So, you know, both worked. You know, the technicals were telling me to get out. So that was a long answer. So I'll try to keep the rest of them much shorter than that.
Oh, that's cool. No, well, you called, you know, for a top or a correction, or recommended people get real defensive in April. At this point, though, you know, it's been about 6 weeks. How long do you think this correction will, I mean, I know no one can answer, you know, to the day or anything, but is your feeling that this is are we about to get into some new bear market that's going to last, you know, a year or something? Or do you see this as more like a correction within a bull market that people should eventually, you know, be getting ready to buy in a month or two or whatnot?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. Thanks for asking. My opinion is that it's a normal pullback in a bull market. Now, the bull market, in my opinion, through the remainder of this year, is going to look more like neither a bull market nor a bear market. I think we're going to see volatile sideways action because I think we're going to see a lot of conflicting data and news and developments. You know, we're going to get a tug of war, in my opinion, because of the positives are probably going to about equal the negatives going forward. But having said that, once again, the way I initially answered your question, no, in my opinion, it's a normal pullback related to people seeing a slowdown in a bull market. And you know, as you know, or at least the way I read the charts, you know, I look at all kinds of charts, but fundamental and technical. And we are currently holding very near a major price support level on the S&P 500 index. And my opinion is it might already be over. It might already be over. I mean, we've got, you know, if you look at price momentum indicators, we're in heavily oversold areas here for the S&P and stocks prices in general. And I think we're about done. In fact, I'm going to put up a list of about 10 to 15 stocks that I've looked into very closely, you know, fundamentally and technical. I'm going to put up that list up on my website later today, some potentially very good trading opportunities. Yeah, so I think the pullback's about over. I think we're going to rebound within the next week, if not the next few days, and then move back up. But we're not going to go substantially higher. We're just going to see volatile sideways movement, in my opinion.
Yeah, so in other words, it'll be different than what we saw like from January to April, where the market really took off. You think, you know, like I'm thinking back to like 2003 to 2007. That was the last cyclical bull market, and there was a couple years there where the market, you know, had a correction, didn't fall tremendously, but then spent most of the year just basically trading in a range. So I'm guessing that's sort of what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, that is what I expect to happen. Yes, through the remainder of this year, that we're not going to have that. When was it to be exact? I guess sometime in October of last year, through around, well, I guess through the beginning of April, I got lucky and actually got out at the high. Well, yeah, I don't see that at all. Yeah, I see exactly what you stated, that we're going to have a rebound here, move up, but I do not see the S&P 500. I'll keep it simple, going through its moving above its prior high over the past 6 months, you know, the high that it reached back at the in the March. I do not see it going through that level through the end of this year. I think we're just going to have volatile sideways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, were there any particular sectors that, you know, stand out that you think have a lot of opportunity going forward that may buck that trend and just go up, you know, regardless?
Mike, I don't see that right now. I'd like to, you know, hear your input maybe when we get off the phone or while we're on this conversation, either one, whatever, you know, you prefer. I don't, on your thoughts on that. My answer is, no, I'm not enthusiastic about any particular sector. And I guess the reason is, I haven't really thought about that, is because my opinion is very strong that we're just going to have this volatile sideways movement through the end of this year. Well, if that's the case, that suggests that no sector is going to outperform on a consistent basis, but we're going to see a lot of sector rotation, in my opinion. And therefore, instead of focusing on sectors, my focus will be on individual stocks over the next 6 months. And when they fall back to high support levels and seem to be oversold, And they're trading at levels that are relatively low in regard to their expected earnings growth, that's when I plan to swoop in and buy those stocks. And I did this last year, Mike, back in around July to October. And I guess, you know, I kind of don't even want to say this, because when you get them this right, you want to just kind of slap yourself. You got to be careful about getting too confident. But I did this last year in that trading environment, and I got 35 out of 39 of those recommendations investments made money, and many of them I held for 1, 2, 3 days at the most. So yeah, I'm not focusing on sectors right now. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Maybe I'm wrong there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, from when I look through the individual sectors in the market, I use this TC2000 software. It breaks it up to like 250 or so. And I don't see anything really that stands out that looks like it's just going to make new highs and just, you know, do wonderful like the market did the first quarter of this year. But I'm more interested at this point in sectors that have really been beaten down and crushed. That I think at some point, I mean, I wouldn't buy them now. I think these sectors look like they're going to go lower. But at some point, I think they should, you know, come back and do well. I mean, these are sectors that have been among the worst in the market the past year. To name one, the oil shipping, or the shipping sector,
Yeah.
And a lot of these stocks pay off.
Okay, like 10, yeah. See, 10, now that, and I was thinking very broad based sectors, like some consumer staples, retailers, but more subsectors, like, and what you just said, that's interesting. And I, for me, your reasons might be totally different than mine. Wouldn't surprise me if they are. But, yeah, I like that thought. And the reason I like it is because we've seen signs starting about a month ago that we're going to have a slowdown. The signs were clear. And now, you know, the media, you know, usually a few weeks later starts reporting on it and people wake up to the fact. But I tell you, my opinion is, you know, it's based on a heck of a lot of research that we've now probably, this slowdown is going to be over within the next few months, in my opinion. And then things are going to improve. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, my gosh, shipping, I presume that's been beaten down. Oh, my God, that'd be a wonderful place for someone to put their money.
Oh, yeah, it's been crushed. And a lot, and some of the leading stocks in that sector, that they pay 10, 12% dividends, you know, which is, it's hard to find that. But well, anyway, if people want to find out more about you and what you offer, where should they go?
Well, they should go to my website. It's Integrative Investing, not integrated. Lots of people like to say it's Integrative Investing .com, and you know, they go to the site. There's really the best thing to do for anyone that goes to that site. And I did this purposely. Is I have an introduction video on the homepage. It's about right at 4 minutes, which is still too long for some people, but if they go to the site and click on that video and listen to it, then they'll know what to do, meaning they'll know whether or not, hey, this doesn't really appeal to me. Okay, fine. No point in clicking a button, bunch of buttons on my site. Or, this makes a lot of sense. Let me click here and here. Now I know what this site is about, and now I know what I should do next. So that's the best way to find about what I'm doing and what my thinking is.
Yeah, and you got all kinds of good stuff on there. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me and my listeners too. And hopefully, you'll be available to do a follow up interview in a couple weeks or so.
That'd be great. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah,
real
sure.
Quick?
Sure.
Because I didn't even think about it. We've raised the price this past Monday for our newsletter service to $250, but just in the event, and I'm really, really not trying to sell something, but you do have listeners out there,
sure.
And if is interested, if they go to my site, it just popped in my mind, I'd want to be fair to them. I do have a promotional piece out to certain folks where we're offering it still for $129 through the end of this week. So not trying to sell anybody. I'm really not. I want people to do what's best for them. But if someone were interested and they wanted to subscribe, they would put in the promotional code RP, as in raising prices, RP-1.
Okay.
So I hope you don't mind me getting that.
No, I don't care. Is the dash a minus symbol or the symbol where you got the question mark?
Yeah, no, it's a dash. So it's Roger, that's R as in raising, price, RP, those are large capitals, dash,
okay.
One.
Okay.
RP-1.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's been great talking with you.
Yeah,
as
you
always,
too.
Mike. Yeah, that's interesting. You really got my interest now. I'm going
to
get off. I'm going to go look at the shipping
cool.
Subsector. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Cool.
A little early, probably, but worth looking at.
Yeah. You'll see, they've been crushed.
That's great, because, you know, if things do improve later this year, and I tell you what, my opinion is very strong there. Cut me off if you need to, that, you know, and this is not an ideology, what I'm about to say. For me, it is not an ideology. It's understanding economics and how economies work. And what I just said, and I think things are going to improve, if Barack Obama is reelected president, forget about that. I think things could get really much worse next year,
right.
But I don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, enough said. I keep it short here. You know,
I don't care if the people want Obama or Romney. Everyone wants some sort of change. That's for sure.
And positive change.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, thanks again,
yeah,
Mike.
Sure.
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, great. Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Bye.